After the incredible victory that Barak and Devorah, Yael, had over Sisera, so Devorah leads a beautiful shir, leads a beautiful song. And the song, again, she praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praises the resiliency of Klal Yisrael. And there are many incredible things that come from this song. There's actually so many of the halachos of Shofar. Interestingly enough, we learn via Teyabev Em Sisera, the mother of Sisera cried. But I want to draw your attention actually to the beginning of the parak. And Devorah, when she begins this shira, she says, this is in Parak Beis, verse 2, Befroa Piraos B'Yisrael, Behesnadev Am Baruchu Hashem. So, of course, because it's a shir, it's very poetic. So the psukim themselves don't necessarily like immediately translate in like a fluid way. So the way Rashi understands this is Befroa Peraos B'Yisrael. Rashi says Kishabau Peratzos Al Yisrael Sheparu Shepartu Bahem Aivehim Al Azames Hashem. So Rashi understands that when these misfortunes fell upon Klal Yisrael. Now, why did these misfortunes, talking about the persecution at the hands of Yavin, at the hands of Sisera, why did this happen? Al Azam as Hashem, because we had forsaken the covenant, because we turned our back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, again, we've been learning about this cycle that happens in Sefer Shoftim, where things are going well, we forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then He brings an enemy, we remember Hashem, we call out to Him, He brings a Shofet, saying want to save us, and unfortunately, again, this cycle keeps on repeating. So, Befroa Peraos B'Yisrael, when literally again, there was like a paraos could mean either almost like a revelation, like the veneer was pulled back, or Rashi says paratzos, which means like a breach. There was a breach in Klal Yisrael when we had forsaken our relationship with Hashem. But then it says behesnadev am baruch Hashem. Literally, when the nation behesnadev was like a nedava, like a voluntary offering, when the nation offered a voluntary offering and praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? Behesnadev, we offered a voluntary offering. What does that mean? And Rashi says, "V'hisnadev ha'am loshuv b'tshuva." The people voluntarily, of their own volition, did tshuva. Baruch Hu Hashem. This ultimately again became the greatest blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ala teshua sha'asa. So again, so Klal Yisrael suffered this terrible spiritual debasement. We had forsaken the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'esnadev, and we offered up a voluntary offering. The voluntary offering was tshuva, was repentance. And now Baruch Hu Hashem, now let's bless Hashem for the incredible salvation that He delivered to us. And I just thought it was very striking that Rashi describes tshuva as a nedava, as a voluntary offering. And I think a lot of times that we don't think about tshuva that way. When we think about tshuva, so again, you commit navera, you do tshuva. Tshuva is something you have to do. It's obligatory. The same way, again, I have obligation to do mitzvahs. Tshuva is one of the mitzvahs. In the event, the aftermath of sin, a yid, a Jew, must do tshuva. But I think it's important to understand that from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do tshuva, the Ribono Shel Olam is amazed by that. He's awed by that. You remember, I don't have to do tshuva. I could sin, and I could choose to ignore that which is broken. I could sin and continue down the pathway of deleterious behavior. I could sin and just never really fix my ways. But when a Jew finds the personalistic internal courage to turn things around, to do things differently, to say, just because I've done it like this all of this time does not mean I have to continue down that path. When a Jew has that almost like nedivos lev, that generosity of spirit, it's like a voluntary offering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, wow, you didn't have to do it. Now, of course, I had to do it because I have to do tshuva in the aftermath of an avera. But I don't have to, right? No one's forcing me to do it. I don't have to do tshuva. And it's important to see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu values our tshuva. You know, we know tshuva is one of the hardest things to do. And as hard as we know it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also knows that it's hard. The Ribono Shel Olam knows that it's hard to change. It's really difficult to affect change in life. It's really difficult to decide courageously to do things differently. And when we find that courage, and when we find that strength, it's not Hashem says like, oh, finally, you know, finally Shmuel did tshuva. Finally, you know, Sarah did tshuva. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, wow, you just brought me like a voluntary offering, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how difficult it is for us to change our ways. And it should just give us a lot of chizuk, because the truth is, we all have something we have to do tshuva for. And I think a lot of times we think when it comes to tshuva, okay, I did something wrong, let me rectify it. And God's going to be like, okay, like we said before, finally, Sober did tshuva. And it's not true, says Devorah. When a Yid, when a Jew finds the courage to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats that as the most beautiful and sweet karban nedava, like a voluntary offering. We don't have to change, but when we choose to do so, It is the most beautiful and pleasing thing in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.